That, oh,
okay. Yeah.
You know, I'm curious about the, when you were in, where you were in specifically with like, and you were with Dale and Bailey, and you're also just tangentially involved with fitness, and you were involved with bodybuilding before. Mm-hmm. So, there's the things people know about, and there's the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Like, I'm curious about the stuff behind the scenes. Like, is there a dark underbelly to the fitness industry?
Or, absolutely.
You know, is it like, because I see mixed things. Like, mm-hmm. I see people getting along, and I see the really, I see the strongmen. I see, you know, and they're all palling around. But I know there's stuff that
so,
doesn't go so well.
The easiest way I describe it is it's the most egotistical sport in the world. Activity.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, it's a sport, but everyone is so focused on what they look like or how many followers. Like, social media has really kind of screwed up, I think, the whole sport because the legitimacy is gone. Like, before, you were a badass if you were in Flex Magazine or Muscular Development. You didn't know who the hell these other guys were. So, if you wanted advice, you wanted to talk to the dude in the magazine or their coach or something. And now it's like, oh, this chick that's got her ass all over the internet's got a million followers. What makes her able to train you or give you advice, right? Because someone's probably coaching her.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's the same way.
Or they're all photoshopped.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a lot of them.
Yeah. But, I mean, when we were like with Rob and Dana, the tension was crazy. Like, because they were the shit. Like, that. I mean, you can't take it away from them. Rob did an amazing job of putting them in the right place. Yeah. You know, and Dana was the first, like, he was the first one doing video logs, really. You know what I mean? That got traction. So, and that's where I think it all came from. But it was like, you were always treading on water, like thin ice of like, don't you dare use any of my attention for your benefit kind of shit. And whatever. I mean, he knows that. Like, it's not a fucking secret. But it's like, you know, she wasn't allowed to do certain things because it could potentially compete with Dana. And shit like that. And, you know, I've tried to, like, forgive some things of, like, just being young, right? And you don't really know how to handle what's going on. But I'm like, man, you know, whatever. They did their deal. We did ours, so. Yeah. Granted, they're sitting on millions and, you know, whatever. Yeah. But there's definitely, I mean, she can go way deeper into it than me, but there's like a whole subculture under it. Like, everyone wants to be cool online, but then it's like, man, fuck that guy with like jealousy or, you know, just bagging on people nonstop. That's the one thing I don't like is like,
it's very two-faced. And that's what it is. You're never going to change it because you can put out there what you want. And unless you know the people or you're around them, it's everybody goes, oh yeah, a couple goals. And you know,
they don't sleep in the same
room. Really,
they don't talk like and that's a lot of people. That's, you know, just not even everyone I've been around. It's like, everyone wants to portray this like glorious fucking deal. And it's like, hell, we've had massive problems because of the fitness industry. And I'm not afraid to say it. You know, it's the fucking truth. It's toxic as hell. And if you really don't have your head screwed on,
it's easy to get caught up in it.
You like, I don't get it. I said it's worse than the fucking porn industry, man. Like, you just get drawn in and you're like, oh yeah, this is the right thing. This is the right thing. And all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck did I just get myself into? Like, way worse than her coming down the escalator.
Yeah, there's no boundaries. And like you said, because it's a very egotistical sport, you have a bunch of people that are used to having no clothes on and somebody critique their body. When you're dieted down and you have muscles, it looks good. You know, there's no boundary. There's nothing, I mean, because that's, you put it all out there anyway. So that's what they do in their real life. It doesn't stay on the stage. It crosses over to the gym. It crosses over with how they are with people. My personal experience here, nobody respects anybody's, personal boundaries or spaces.
No,
especially females. I think they're the worst. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you talking like sexual assault type stuff?
No, just
there's like no respect for
flirting, no respect for anything. Oh, like, geez. Yeah, because you know, I have my boobs and my ass out all the time anyway. Like, I'm going to stick them in your face. I don't care, because I get attention, and you, because it's then becomes now my ego is being stroked because I need that. And I think a lot of people that are on the stage want their ego stroked. It feels good. We're like, oh, okay, well, this is what I do. And I get people to, you know, notice me, and I get likes that way. So it's going to cross into that in the gym. And, oh, you know, I'm going to bend over in front of you, you know, doing RDLs, or, and I'm going to, I'm going to, you know, have the shortest short that I want, or a low cut top, and you know, my boobs are going to be in your face, and there's not a boundary.
It's weird, like, even besides that, just like the touchy feely aspect, like, it's fucking mind blowing. Like, if you step back and look at it outside of it, right, you might say, and I mean, it could happen with her too, right? Like, say she sees a dude at a bodybuilding show three times, right? The fourth time, he might come up and give her a big hug and be like, oh my God, how you doing? Like, I haven't seen you since the last one. And it's like, fuck, I don't even know you, right? But you just kind of will cruise along with it because it's just the boundaries thing, right? Like, and it's, you know, chicks have done it to me, and I'm like, she'd be like, who the hell is that? I'm like, I don't fucking know. Like, I can't, I don't know. Like, I've met a lot of people. I don't know who she is. But it's just like,
and they think they're all that.
Yeah. And that's, you know, not everyone is that way. But if the problem is, like, if anything's going on in a relationship, like, if there's any sort of unhappiness or anything, it's a fucking recipe for disaster. Like, because it's, you can get your fucking ego stroked in 2 seconds if you want. Post one half naked selfie, and guess what? You're going to get fucking Instagram messages. It's just like that. That's why I said the internet has really killed, to me, the like foundation of bodybuilding and the like being a beneficial place. Yeah. It's kind of made it so toxic that, I mean, there's time, like right now, like I could give two shits about going to the gym, because I'm just like, ugh, I don't want to I don't want to deal with it. Yeah. And like I don't train at Elite anymore. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's cool because no one fucking bothers me where I go now. And it's like, it's just a different little world. And I'm like, oh, this is cool, I can tolerate this, but I'm still just like, walk in there and I'm like, ugh. Like, the gym, I've been doing this for 25 years, and it's like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. Yeah, I don't know. It's the yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, these people are so healthy, right? Like, that's the other thing. And it's like, people battling binge eating or drug addicts, like flat ass, like, these dudes eating fucking Xanax like Tic Tacs and, you know, eating fucking ecstasy on the weekends because, oh, I can get away with that. I'm not going to have any, it's just going to dry me out. I'm going to look better. Like, have you checked your blood work lately? Like, you know, like, and it's not like I'm a picture of health. Like, I always say I'm built like a corn-fed honky. Like, I'm like high cholesterol and blood pressure. Like, those are my enemies. And it's like, I got to do a lot of work. Like, I've competed.
I will say though, I think now though there's a push for more health conscious, and I see that with the coaches and some of the bigger coaches. Like, let's look at your blood work. Let's see what's going on inside, because, you know, let's face it, we, you know, some of these guys that are on the Olympia stage, we all know they're not natural. Yeah. Oh my goodness. You know, so let's look at blood work. Let's see what's going on. It's like, it's not a secret. Like, they're talking about it, and they're talking about it more in depth and going, what is this, you know, what's going on with the body? As certainly with females, I think back in the day, it was very easy to be like, because it was not talked about. Nobody really was hush hush.
Voodoo.
And you had these girls doing stuff that they had no idea what it was, or what it was doing to their body, or what was going on even with their blood work and stuff. So I will say that on that end, but I mean, it's still not, I mean, you're creating obsession, a very, very OCD personality, because you have to be. I mean, it's, and being a mother and competing, it's very like, I know every 3 hours, this is what I'm eating. period, the end. That that's what it is. You can do what you want, but this is what I have to eat. So a lot of times it's, you know, and thankfully Aiden is, he cooks his own stuff. He will. He was like, this is what I want. You know, I mean, and I do cook, but when I was in prep, no, because I didn't want, I'm like, I'm not cooking.
That kid figured out. Literally been making his own food since he was like 8.
Yeah.
And not because we wouldn't do it for him. He's like, oh no, I got it.
Yeah.
The first couple times watching him fire up the stove, I'm going,
and burn the house down. No, he's shit. Good. But no. Yeah, you have to be very regimented. And that's the people in that world, which I think is makes it even a little bit more toxic, is because everybody knows how it is. This is what it is. This is what I have to do. This is, and so everybody's kind of in that circle. So when you're all in that circle together, it gets muddy.
Yeah.
It gets very muddy with people. And again, I mean, you know, there's no boundaries. I mean, we stand back there completely naked getting spray tanned and, you know,
it's like, yeah, I mean,
it is what it is.
It's not like you need to, you know, the chick in the gym, you don't need to have her take her clothes off to see what she's working with because she's already posted on Instagram. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, where are those boundaries? Yeah. Like, you know, same with dudes, right? Like, oh, I'm going to post in my underwear and all these chicks are going to love it. And it's just breeds that like attention thriving, you know, mm-hmm. mental state.
I always go back and forth on the mental health discussions and like, because it's gotten super overblown. But do you think any of that's playing in bodybuilding as far as helping those guys and helping the athletes to think about themselves a little bit differently in a good way?
So, how will I say this? I guess I'll throw myself under the bus, I guess. Okay. Like,
I don't know what you're going to say.
I'll keep it PC. No, it's like for me, right? Like, if you really look at like how I grew up and different stuff, like, hell, I'll go to see a therapist. I don't care. Like, I'll admit it. And he's like, well, you see kind of what your problem is like your parents didn't do X, Y, Z and this and that for you. So now as you're older, you know, one of these dumb fitness bimbos starts giving you XYZ and maybe you and your old lady are fighting or not getting along. See where the problem comes in. And I'm like, all of a sudden one day I was like, holy shit, everything, like, wait, my actions are driven. So it's like, if you could figure out how to get ahead of that, it would be okay. Right. But like the problem is you wait and you don't realize it because you're caught up like, I'm just getting my fucking ego stroked and then all of a sudden too late. So it's like the mental health side, I think it's fucking terrible for you, the sport. Now, granted, not everyone is in that state. Like if you think of people doing a big transformation, losing a bunch of weight, hell yeah, good for you. I mean, I was 300 something pounds when I got into the gym and I come down to like 220 and I stayed there for a long time. And that's how it got started. But as soon as I competed, man, it was like, let's flip the fucking big breaker. And now everything just like morphs because, oh, I'm getting attention. So it's like to control that and shut it down. It's fucking tough because, I mean, I don't even follow a single female on Instagram besides her anymore. Oh, and my stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Like, cause it's just not like for what?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's the biggest problem is like people get so caught up they lose what they're actually living and they're worried about what fucking Instagram
we or trade Facebook. One mental issue with another.
Yeah.
Kind of, I mean, and Kevin said it in one of his Instagrams a little while ago when he was talking about and he was referencing a former competitor that was basically now bashing kind of how competitors eat. And he was like, listen, nobody has ever said that this was healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people come to me and they go, get me shredded so I can get on stage. And he goes, it's not healthy. It's, we're peeling you down to basically nothing. And nobody ever said this is the best thing that you could do in your entire life. But if that's what you want to do, we're going to get you there. So no, is it a lifestyle for everyone? No. But, but it's these people that like to be regimented that are maybe coming off of one battle to another. And then they have something else that they kind of pad it with.
It's funny in all the years, the amount of ex drug addicts, mm-hmm. because it's like, for one, you get to use drugs if you choose to. Right. So in your mind, you're like, oh, I'm going to stab myself with this needle. That's cool. Like, it's a stimulant, right? Maybe not necessarily as in like a speed, but an endorphin, like, you know, and it's like, it's that like breeding ground for more. And that's another one that's like hard to control. Like, I've literally had conversations with guys at a camp one day at Robin Dana's where he's like, yeah, I used to be a heroin addict. And then, you know, now this is my thing. And he goes, but I'm struggling to not just do more, just basically to stab myself. You know what I mean? And it's like, that's crazy as hell, like, to think about. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Like you said, yeah.
one for the other. Yeah. Or you take somebody with an eating disorder, and then now you're going, okay, you have to be very regimented with your food, and they're already regimented with their food to a degree of, you know, craziness that now they've just subbed that for another one, and in their mind they're going, oh well, I'm eating, it's healthy, but it's
about how they're coming when they come out of that.
The binge is normally, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I gained 35 pounds in 3 days. I had horizontal stretch marks like a pregnant chick after my first show because no one ever told me how to reverse diet. It was like, go eat. Fuck yeah, I'm gonna go eat because I just lost 70 pounds to get ready for a show. And it was like, you know, mentally, I'm a head case now, like, because I've just rebounded. I had abs 3 days ago, veins in my stomach, and now I look like, you know, I don't even know, like shit. And it's like, what the hell? I don't have the genetics she has where she can look at a salad and lose 5 pounds. I'm like, I gotta do cardio and like, strict as hell to come down.
Did you compete so you competed bodybuilding?
Yeah, twice.
Wow. Are there divisions for men's? I cannot remember.
Yeah, so I was
there's weight classes.
My first show I was light heavyweight.
So
that tops at 198 pounds. Okay. Stage weight. And then the next one, I was heavyweight. But both shows, I'd gotten sick like the week before and just fell apart. So that's when I said, yeah, bodybuilding's not for me. Like, I obviously not. Like I don't know what I'm doing wrong. Yeah. So it was like, yeah, no. And plus, I could go do it. But I'm like, I built like a gorilla. So it's like, I don't need to.
What's the class? You should do this. Something
to do. Like, told him he should do men's physique.
Yeah, what's the one where the guys are just like 300-400 pounds big? It's like you can get as big as you possibly can, and it doesn't matter. Like, they're huge; they're just swollen up. It's not C-Bum's class. It's I don't even remember.
The open bodybuilding.
I think
Big Ramy and all those dudes, like monsters. Yeah, God, yeah, those dudes are 300 pounds of just
solid crazy.
It's so uncomfortable being that big. Like, and granted, I've never been that big, but I've been like 280 in an okay shape. And you fucking walk up the stairs, and you're like, dude, shoot me. It's like recovering from COVID every day. I can't breathe. Like, it sucks. Like, what do I do? Yeah.
It sounds interesting because, well, and those guys have to be disciplined too. It's not like they're just eating 1,000 meals, but, you know, it's a whole nother, like, you've got to work to maintain the
size. Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, I mean, we were just talking about it in the gym the other day. So when we moved back, we hadn't trained in a few years, really.
A while. On and off.
Yeah, nothing serious. We spent more time drinking Coronas, floating in a pool, eating tacos, door dashing $1 million worth of food.
Charcuterie boards on Saturday.
Yeah, every weekend. The brewery's delivered out there, so that I could get anything. I could order growlers on the way home from work, and by the time I get there,
they were there.
Ice cold growlers sitting on my.
Why did I not have this here?
Right. So it was bad. Like, and we both didn't realize, like, really gotten out of shape. Like, I knew I was getting there. And we walked into
a leak. I moved here and had to put on pants. And I was like, but they don't fit. Because I just was in a bikini, floating in the pool. And I or put on yoga pants. Yoga pants fit everybody. And then I came here and it was freezing. And I was like, I got to put on jeans. I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, we got a membership at Elite and we came back the first day to work out. And I just had that harsh reality check in the mirror. And I was like, holy shit. And I lost 65 pounds within like 9 months. And I was like, okay, now I'm feeling better. And then I slowly put a little back on. But I'm like, yeah, I'm just kind of over that fighting for it thing. Which some people tell me I'm stupid, like, why not? But I'm just like, man, it's a lot of work. Like,
a lot of effort.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Are you planning on doing another bodybuilding show anytime soon? Thinking about it? I
tossed it around. I am still this whole year still qualified for nationals because of my over, because I did a show last year. I did
Charlotte Cup.
I did the Charlotte Cup, took the overall after 10 years of not competing, going back on the stage.
Dude, literally, I swear in 10 years that we were essentially gone. I will say 8 years of that time we did not work out. Like intermittently, right? Yeah. She comes back for 1 year and it is like
just right back to it.
Yep. And everyone's like, what in the hell? And it's like, yeah, surprise.
Here you go.
Like straight genetic gift. It's
that
just
also it, mindset thing, like that's
yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, dude, you could go do this, do that. But luckily, she's smart enough to go, yeah, I'm not going to turn myself into a dude to do it.
Yeah, you know, that's
where her class is at. It's like, come on. Like, man, a chick should not have receding hairlines. I'm sorry.
I mean, like, I know half of my head is shaved. But
right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you don't want to be like me.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to look like you. I mean, I did figure as well. So I took first in my class in figure. I did figure in physique, and then I took the overall in physique first in my class in figure at the Charlotte Cup. So I still am. I don't know. To be 100% honest, I kind of don't want to compete in the Carolinas. Okay. I have no desire right this second. Just fitness stuff and just, you know, people I don't care to be around. And so,
unfortunately,
it's just, there's a lot of drama.
Yeah, with the small culture of it, you know, it's like everyone's so tight together. You can't get away from certain XYZ because it's just there. So it's like, great. This is just going to uncork a whole bunch of shit that doesn't need to get uncorked. So why even put yourself in that position? Like, because at the end of the day, I hate to say it, a female is not making any money competing.
No.
I mean, maybe if you start OnlyFans and post feet pics, you might.
Maybe.
But I'm like, yeah. Really though, like, there's no prize money for you. And okay, whoopee shit, you win $5,000. Okay, that's 2 months worth of food.
Right.
So, I mean, chicks don't get the big sponsor deals.
Yeah.
So it's like,
once you get to, if you were to get IFBB status, can you compete anywhere, or is that still, you're locked into wherever you are living?
No, you can get, you can cross over. So it doesn't matter what you get your pro card in. If it's in physique, you can do, because I think Brie Marshall got hers in figure, and she's going to make a pro debut. Well, she already did her pro debut in figure a few years ago, year and a half ago maybe.
Yeah.
But now she's coming back in physique, so... Yeah. So,
those shows
are
all over the world too, the pro shows. So it's like you can kind of pick and choose. But
you have to make your way through North Carolina to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
well, not really. I mean, you can go to any local show in any of the states.
Yeah, we could go to
Tennessee.
They have them.
I could go. Yeah. I go to Florida. I think most states have local shows for the MPC that you could go to. You don't have to compete here in the Carolinas. You don't have to do, I mean, Carolinas have Junior USA is, and do they have any other nationals?
Yeah, I think there's something.
Maybe. So, and then the other ones are in Pittsburgh and
Jersey.
And so they're kind of all over. So I'm not locked into a box here. I just,
political a little bit, you know, it's just,
it's subjective.
Well, as you said, with that bodybuilding, that one bodybuilding show that you went to, I mean, that's clearly like, judge bias.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's always the hard part with the industry, is what the flavor of the day is. It's funny. You can look at the damn Olympia stage, and it's like every girl up there one year will have dark hair, and then every girl the next year will have blonde hair, and then they'll have wild haircuts the following year. And it's like, what the, like, follow the leader here. Like, come on, like, be yourself. Like, it's just.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Right now, I'm, you know, Aiden is, my youngest is heavily in lacrosse, and we're kind of doing other things, and it takes a lot. It's very, very isolating to compete. So, you know, training, focus on training clients, which is really where my passion lies. I stepped on that stage to prove a point. I think I did. I think I proved a couple of points. And you know, at the end of the day, I'm happy with that. I took what I did. I'm, you know, I don't get to say I'm an IFBB pro, but at the end of the day, really, what is that
later in freaking world overall? Like,
what does that mean anymore? Kind of, you know, what do I get a gold star because I get to say that? I know who I am. I know what I've done, and I, you know, I'm good with that.
So. I hate to say it, but most IFBB pros are working day jobs.
Yeah.
Oh, they have to.
Oh, yeah. You know for what I mean? Sure.
So it's like, it's not like it's some luxurious lifestyle you all of a sudden acquire, right? It's not like you signed a freaking NFL contract where.
Yeah, and I'm making millions.
Worst, you're making $250 grand a year.
No. Man, yeah.
Right. I get to change my IG stuff.
Yeah. It could be that.
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, nobody really gives a rip.
Right. Exactly.
No, because there's girls out there, freaking 5 million followers that have never done a damn thing. Right. So what does that matter?
Right. I totally agree.
So.
Plugs. What plugs you got? What do you want to tell people about what you're doing? Either training or Instagram or whatever.
Oh, I don't know. I have two Instagrams. You can follow my at the Iron Chick is my personal, but I do have ICF Performance, which is where I put all of my training stuff with my clients that will allow me to post. I'm going to do a little bit more on that one. But rehab, therapy, and athletic training really is my background. It's what I'm passionate about. So that's kind of my avenue where I'm going and sticking with. So.
Oh shit. Metal Monster Joe is my Instagram. I can't really post my work stuff anymore because I'm doing some government contract work. So it's kind of tough, which sucks. You know, it's not like I have some huge following, but I post really boring fitness videos of myself. Sometimes like some welding, different stuff, but it's weird because I went from like posting, you know, really cool stuff, I thought, to now it's like, yeah, no, you can't post anything. And I'm like, shit. So like, what do I do with my content? I'm like, I got 12,000 followers, I think, or something. And I'm like, what do I give them? I got nothing. Like, I'm like, I can only do so many Throwback Thursdays. Like, and it's like, I'm out of them. So now it's like, I'll go days without posting. And I'm like, oh, I need content. Like, so which is cool though, doing stuff like this, it gives me some stuff. And it's like, I'm trying to actually find some people I can mentor because I've done a bunch, like I've bunch with kids, like young adults that are struggling to find a career path. Or you know, I actually got a text message from a kid that I grew up with. He's, you know, was a little kid, like 3-4 years old. And he's like, I'm 27 now. And I'm like, what the hell? And he goes, I need help. I want to do what you're doing. And it's like, okay, kind of cool. Like I got to text you, like, give me your phone number. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
You're sponsored by a couple of different companies, Norse Fitness as well, right?
I do some stuff with Norse. I wouldn't say sponsored, but I dig what they have going on, man. Andy's doing a good job with keeping it real. Okay. His podcast is it's pretty solid. So he's got some stuff in the works. So I'm like, all right, man, let's see what we got going on. So Black Flies Eyewear. They've been homies for a long time.
Fly family for life.
I don't have a discount code, but
well, their sunglasses are rad. They're made in Southern California.
Yep. Nice. So it's a wild group, man. There's a lot of boobs on their Instagram, so
there you go.
If you're interested or into that kind of thing, you might want to look them up. Flies.com, you know.
Cutler Nutrition, Jay Cutler, yeah, four-time Mr. Olympia, yeah. So yeah, anything Cutler Nutrition. I do have a code, Iron Chick. So if you go on their website, you could use Iron Chick as a code.
Shit, I forgot. I got a code too at Norse. It's Joe.
Hey.
I don't even know what the discount is, but I know people have used it and they've saved money. So,
right there, you go.
I forgot about that.
Awesome. Rebecca and Joe, thank you so much for letting me do this with you guys. This was awesome. I really appreciate you guys sharing your story. This was fascinating.
Yeah, probably way longer than you expected.
Yeah.
I appreciate
it, guys.
All right. Thanks for having us.